was going to be regular.
Okay, now wait a minute. Rabosa.
The
chemical
is in accordance with
a lot of
sources.
Okay. I don't know. Could be that they can be made, but it's better to find a way to avoid it somehow. Feed a matzah.
Where's the
whole story
of this in the first place? I mean,
well, sure, he started.
No, I'm talking about the Gishon Rav says, and there's very well supports inside the Agudas.
Oh, what? It's good at convention. Yeah, what?
That's it. Okay, that's right. Yeah,
that's right.
Like, I mean, our Shabbat said that we have a dinner, Shrisa's the Hemdo, and not Shrisa's Caleb, so that's how we're tying it to Pesach here. What's it going to do with anything in the Pesach? Where's it say there's something, you know, according to a lot of sources?
Okay. I don't know. Could be the candy making, but it's better to find a different way to avoid it somehow. Feed a matzah.
Where's the
whole
story that's been in the first place?
Well, sure, he started.
No, but the Shulchan Aruch says, us thinking that Delaney really like Hila Be'er Pesach, and there's very well supports inside the Agudas.
Oh, what? It's good at convention. Yeah, what?
That's it. Okay, that's right. Yeah,
that's right.
Like, I mean, our Shabbat said that we have a dinner, Shrisa's the Hemdo, and not Shrisa's Caleb, so that's how we're tying it to Pesach here. What's it going to do with anything in Hamas Pesach? Where does it say this? I mean, where is that going to get this from?
Because you're having, I've known the Hamas and Pesach.
So he's
speaking
to Hamas. How do we spoke with that information
that's done now? I don't know.
The Hamas first place. No, Hamas, I can lie. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm direct to Hamas Pesach. So we know that.
So what happens?
To a show, we sell the act. Different story completely. All right? Okay, anyway. Rabosa, listen very carefully. So some poskim say that because of this Tvu Ashor, the Tvu Ashor felt there's no problem selling bread to a guy. Because with the rice and the bit will be al-masagi. And at the Rabbana level, Harama works. But there are some poskim who say, for this reason, that if you want to sell chametz to a guy, you shouldn't sell chametz be'en. Because chametz be'en is the raisa. And by the raisa, we shouldn't rely on the mechira. We should only sell chametz, which is the Rabbana the chametz. To a guy. That sheet is quoted in the same beautiful state of Mechiras Chabas Kachas, they quote the sheet. But of course, the big problem with that sheet. And that is that what do you do with the schnapps? So there's some possible called the Elder Zayd of Pnei Yeshua who said that schnapps is the Rabbanim. Why? Because schnapps will be called Zeya Va'alma. There's an expression in the earlier Parakol Shah that if you have something which is Zeya Va'alma, which is just a mere sweat. Of a product, at the level of the Rabbana. That's what some claim that schnapps is. Most poskim disagree and say that schnapps is not zeya be'alma, but schnapps is really chometz ve'en. Because what you do is you take the chometz and you cook it. The expression zeya be'alma, if you want to look at the chof dalet of the base, just see what the words look like. Huh? Chof dalet of the base. Now the hachav here, bishop, is zeya be'alma. Just give me a, I'm not looking at any right now. You take a juice, you squeeze juice out of a fruit, and it's Allah, so there's no love, it's there about. Just showing you where this expression is found. Okay. But most people disagree. So now, you want to be a big knack, I don't sell chametz then. Oh, that's a little, I don't sell chametz, I don't know. I throw my bread out, I throw my cookies out, I throw my noodles out. What do you sell? Schnapps. So, according to most people, exception of what they call from the Pnei Yeshua, which is not the Pashtus, so they really are selling chametz bread. But I guess it's more expensive. That's the real difference between schnapps and bread. And in my opinion, if you sell schnapps, you sell bread. I mean, it's the Pashtus, the same thing. Yeah.
This whole premise of the whole show is really that because you do mitzvah, then the mechira will work.
Right.
So here, you do mitzvah on the doraisa, so now it's.
Look, you're right. Russia didn't say it won't work, but the other poskim don't like to rely on this bitl sukkah. They don't understand. They say what you do bitl on, you don't sell. What you sell, you don't do bitl. It's chasira. So because they're stuck with that, they say, well, this only sells chametz to rabbanim, including shops. So it's not Pnei Yeshua. But pashas is not that way. Pashas is not that way. Oh. Where do we find Rabosai? It's very important. Listen very carefully. Where do we find a distinction between the Raisa and the Rabbanan as far as Haroma is concerned? See, Haroma works for the Rabbanan, not for the Raisa. So he found the case of Gemara and Shabbos, a funny Gemara, a very strange Gemara. It's Gemara talking about a guy who takes a ferry on Shabbos. If you saw the Makarachayim, if you saw the Ma'am Makarachayim, he quotes. The guy goes on a ferry on Shabbos. It's a you cannot do that. Because today you're going to come to do certain malachas, to help the boat move. So what does the guy do? He goes to sleep. Goes on the boat, falls asleep. Lo and behold, he wakes up on the other side. Ooh, Haraba. Oh, look, whoa, whoa. I found you right up in New Jersey. Look, I was sleeping. So there the Gemara seems to indicate over there. It's only Dirabana. Haraba with Dirabana. Says Rashi. Ha, Haraba, Lavi, Sura, Daraisu, Lavi, Sura, Dirabana. The Inami Ovid Mamish below Haraba. Ha, Dirabana, do the Avar, he goes in his boat. So therefore, Tamas Chacham, they made it make a chumrah on it, so if he doesn't be Haraba, it's Mutta. So you see a distinction in the Gemara in the Kuflam and Testament based on Shabbat, right before the Mishnah. Haraba, Kavit. Haraba, Dirabana. There's a certain coolness by Haram Abid Rabbanan. So that same expression of the Gemara is used in that context of Mechiras Chametz. So on both sides, the Truma Sadesh said a couple of Chidushim Gedol. Let's analyze them one by one. The first Chidush Gedol of the Khorashar is that the Bittel works. We can take the Bittel into account when we analyze Mechiras Chametz. We don't say that which you sold, you didn't do bitl, that which you did bitl, you don't sell. In this prat, there are many gedolim who agree with the Bechor Shor. Many gedolim agree with him. We don't say that the bitl and the mechira are opposites, but on the contrary. If the mechira is somehow relying on the bitl, who said so? The Bechor Chaim right over here says. Siv Kotten Hay? Might ask Amina. Rabbo said there are many kinyonim which may only work with the Rabbonim. There are kinyanim which work with the Rabbanan. For example, kinyan agav. We discussed agav this year? I think we made it. No. It's been powerful in agav karaka. If I sell you a house, or rent you a house even, the agav, the sale or rental of the house, I can sell you any movable that I please. It's called kinyan agav. Agav means literally, we'll get to what it means literally. It means you can sell the movables. As you are selling or renting the karka. That's the kin which works, but it works with the Rabbanan, or the role of poskim, the Rabbanan. So some poskim say, wait a minute, how can you rely on the Nagas from Mechiras Chametz, but Mechbayuah is the Daraisa? And since when can the kin of the Rabbanan help Nagas from Mechiras Chametz, and the Daraisa? And the Makor Chaim, no problem. With the Daraisa, the Bittul will be Al Masagi. You see, from the Makor Chaim, as far as this product is concerned, he agrees with the Bechor Shor that the bittel does eliminate the derisa thinker problem from the chametz which you are selling to the guy. What else did the Rabbanan claim? See, tukta, you shake the hand of the guy. Shake hands, it's a minik ha-selchurim. So some possible say, that's also the Rabbanan. So how does it work? No, the same answer. That since it was a bittel, so the derisa of a bittel of Yamasagi works for that which is being sold. And the thousand simon kuf tzadi dalad, I think it may be in the map of commerce, maybe not. No, it's not on it. Kuf tzadi dalad simkot nalad agrees with the Mekor Chaim and with the Bechor Shor with respect to that detail. Yes, David?
I mean, necessarily,
but you're not a function of the self. Oh, the Chassam Sof, it says, you walk the walk. How can there be a map of commerce you're going to sell? Lo korach del dekol alayla. Bittul means what? I'm saying it's like nothing. Selling it's like something. I'm getting a fair market value for it. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Chassam Sof says, that which I sell is not included in the bittul. The tithe is in Sasre. If it's after the hour of Hefker, I can't sell it. And if I sell it, it's not Hefker. It's crazy. Not only that, but he said, if I did a bittul and I sell it subsequently, guess what? The Mechira does what? Undoes the bittul. Right? Undoes the bittul. So if it undoes the bittul, so it better work on the level of the Daraisa. If you'll say the Mechira came first, the Mechira at the time is no good, according to the Tuva Shor. So how do you get out of this problem? David Kasha, you're Mechava to the Gadol Hador, to the Chassam Sof, and no less. So the Fiyah Nir Zaiti, we can answer your Kasha, the Chassam Sof's Kasha, the following way. No. What comes first, Rabbi Osai, is the sale. Sale should precede the bid. I had a question was raised. The sale precedes the bid. So b'shas ma'isa, you did the sale. talk about the level of Darais? So how can you rely on any clues? The answer is false. Let's add it in the Mechira. Let's analyze it very carefully now. This is very, very precise. I sold my chometz to the Kinyan of the Rabbanim. So think for a minute now, who owns this chometz? So Rabbanim say, I have to answer the question twice. Who owns the chometz? I'll ask it twice and you'll answer twice. Who owns the chometz at the level of the Raisha? And who owns the chometz at the level of the Rabbanim? So the answer is, on the level of the Rabbanim, who owns the chometz? The guy that I sold it to. On the level of the Raisha, who owns the chometz? Me, after I finish going through the sale, guess what I do? I do a bittle. I said, a bittle? What kind of bittle? I already sold it. Again, ask the double question. On the Rabbanon, you're right. I sold it. No need for any more bittle. On the level of the right, I just want to say, the sale is no sale. Sale is no sale. Very nice. What am I going to do about it? Bittle. I have Chazal say it's not enough bittle. Only with the right, the bittle is on the side. I require something else plus bittle. Of Nika, Mechira. Sure. I have a Mechira in the Rabbanon. The level of the Rabbanah, the Mechira was Shaito. Shaito. It was Shaito. It was Shaito at that moment. I sold it 12:10:30 in the morning. Shaito then and there. Elamai will say, okay, now it's 10:45 in the morning. The sale is finished. I burned my chametz. You say, but at the Raisa level, you didn't sell anything. The chametz still belongs to you. So what do you do? What do you do? You do a pittle. That pittle works on the level of the Raisa. What? I sell the chametz completely. No, wait, watch me. I'm selling the chametz. I use it to say Kinyan Agam. Come to all these issues. The folks can say, hey, wait a minute. Kinyan Agam only works with the Rabbah. So on the right level, the Kinyan is no Kinyan, so the chametz still belongs to me. That's what some suggest. Come to later, they made another way out of this problem. It belongs to me. So if it belongs to me, so I'm only by Rabbi Amante. Well, how can it still be good? I'm stuck with my Rabbi Amante. One minute. So what am I suggesting? I'm suggesting it's valid. Manasha. If the Mechir was valid, no need for bit. Right, we're still good. Elamai, what are you going to say? That the Mechira is not valid, that bit works. Elamai, I'll say Mechira is Talmud Drabbanon, so I say both. On a level of Drabbanon, you don't need a bit. On the level of the right, the middle works. The truth of the matter is, the Bi'ur Halacha already said it. Not my chiddush. But you see, he sort of said it sort of just in passing without making a big deal about it. But I'll show it to you as I put on the Ma'amar Kamos, the Bi'ur Halacha, no less. Just wait, let me just read it and then you come with your comment. The Bi'ur Halacha in Siv Gimel ended a long, long paragraph. It's on page 65. He says like this. He says, the tall she after got the other day, baby. It's a good thing. Yeah, the last three words. The Akha Mahiva Yoma. The last 10 words in the Bi'ur, this is the humongous Bi'ur Halacha, three pages. The last 10 words, I repeat. The Akha Mechira Yoma, She'im Anok Rieno Kone Be'elo Akinyonim. Well, 10 words, excuse me. Al Kol Ponim, Yeah, Hef Gagama. 15 words, speak to me. 15 with the last 15 words. And the Bi'ur Halacha say exactly what I just told you. Then after you go through all the kinyanim and say, well, case one of them didn't work. None of them worked, whatever. So I'm making it hefker gomer. It wasn't from a chok yanka. And that's what I said. What about bittul? A bittul also has hefker. Right? So that's exactly it. So you have the bittul subsequent to the mechira. So we are guaranteed that this position works for kinyanim derabbanan too. Kinyanim derabbanan on the level of the rice, they say it doesn't work. All right, so it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So then let the hefker work and the bittul work. I want to go a step further in a minute, but let's forget David's question, since you were the first one to have a comment on some surface.
Someone spells a comment to the rabbi, he's also to a guy. And I don't know all the Balabas and the girls, all the Balabas and the girls have no desire that the $3,000 of the comments they just sold should become Batel, and they do their bittle. They're assuming that the Mechir will work.
No.
Bittle is all things on what's Liban anyway.
No.
How can we assume that the Bittels, you know, the Vaslam levels, they're actually all their companies, they're completely Hesker, they have no shakas to it, if that's not their intention. No one I know intends to do the Vaslam companies they're selling.
A person said in his text, the formalized text found at the Siddur, Kol Chamira, all comments, right? The Chadite, the Lochad, if I've seen it, if I haven't seen it, if I know it, I know, but don't know it, everything's possible in the heaven. Everything. I mean, even if the stuff that I thought the rabbi sold to the guy, for some reason he didn't do it, it wasn't effective, that's also included. You're saying he doesn't mean it? It's hard for me to say he doesn't mean it. It's wrong, Shimon Levi, and it's wrong. He said, I don't know, he doesn't mean it. Maybe he does mean it. After all, by your by a must, it's something. No, it's not. No, it's not. But sure not.
One Baal Abbas who wants the comment that he sold for Baal Abbas. You're saying every single Baal
Abbas. Oh, he'd rather use the name of Baal Abbas. Time out. He'd certainly rather that it be sold. No question about it. But if someone's going to turn around and say to him, you know, mister, I'm sorry to bring bad news to you, but the sale somehow was invalid, insufficient, and whatever, blah, blah, blah. You want to be over by Baal Abbas? You have to show him. I'm going to come with some pay stuff.
You're not saying that maybe somehow someone will come to tell him that the sale is invalid. Every single sale coming is invalid. Every single person who can buy the whole of their coming is out. The whole thing is bluffed. Doesn't take care of the drabana. For that, I mean, at least the whole world should know that they're being bought their coming. That's not the impression everyone has. You can't claim that that's just because that's the text doesn't make it any more. I mean, it seems to me as we go play Polanco that you're not being bought their coming because everyone's relying on the rabbi fail. It's not like he's the only person who's going to find out that his coming wasn't sold. Everyone's going to find out. Everyone's going to say what?
Well, I'll tell you a secret. When you're making half on the level of the Raisa, what's wrong? You're afraid, oh, I make half on the Raisa, but someone's going to take it away from them and lose. Not so much. Let's say the following scenario develops. Let's play David's scenario out. Make it into a scenario. The new words there. Scenario. Make it a scenario. Okay? What's the scenario? So we have the Friday Eve, fourth Rabbi to sell the Chama. Finishes the Bittul. So now we go to Pesach, comes the first day of Shul Pesach, and the rabbi's in the Shirin Shul. This is over a board from the Makor Chaim, from the Tzur Shor, from the Halacha, and comes out according to this board. Do you know what? When he said Bit left in the Mechira, on the right technical level, maybe that's what's really saving him, because according to the Makor Shor, so also the guy says, Gavalt, Rabbi, I'm afraid. What are you afraid about? I'm afraid that someone's going to walk away with my chametz. Everyone can just walk away and take it away, and it'll be all over. So, I would plan the scenario out as follows. Let's say, Jim Smith, okay? Jim Smith comes, and he comes to you, and he says, listen, I have told you a mask in the summit. I want to take it away. So, you'll say, okay, could you just wait a minute, please? You quickly dial John Brown. John, get over here in a hurry. And John Brown comes to your house, and then Jim Smith says, well, who are you? He says, I'm John Brown. Well, I'm Jim Smith. How do you do? He says, can I help you? He says, yeah, well, I just came. Maybe you can make a U-Haul. I'm going to cart away all this liquor. It's a funny thing. It didn't look out to belong to me. But me. I just heard this Mr. Klein said, I happened to overhear that I was walking by the synagogue yesterday. I overheard that Mr. Klein said that all of the liquor in my basement should be considered odorless. Should be considered like the dust of the earth. I feel, hey, not bad. I have an opportunity, a good business opportunity to go pick up some liquor for nothing. So John Brown says, funny thing, Mr. Smith, but I don't know. When did you hear that? Oh, it was about 10:45. Well, it's a funny thing. About 10:30, the same Mr. Klein, or his agent, Rabbi Cohen, sold me all the comments. So, yeah, can you prove that, Mr. Brown? Yeah? Pulled out a document. I don't know. Complicated thing. Let's go to court. Well, let's go to the rabbi. Let's go to somebody. See who wins. Who's going to win? Who's going to win? John Brown or Jim Smith? I think John Brown's going to win. Because he has a document. And it's true, maybe it won't work on the level of the rabbi, but in terms of a bottom line, $1,000, John Brown will say, listen, I acquired it, and I paid the money for it, and I owe the guy $1,000 for this liquid, which I plan to pay him. After this holiday is over, or maybe we'll sell it back to you, I guess maybe. Sell it back to him. But who are you, Smith? So I think that John Brown.
Either of you have the right to be rattled,
and
you'll be
fucked up.
Really?
Me, see, we have a rattled. But John Brown may not be
much.
What
does that mean? Yeah. That's really horrible.
Thank you. Right.
Right.
question, John, but I'm just missed.
No, but then David asked, according to the Tuashar, every Mechira doesn't work. According to the Tuashar, every Mechira doesn't work. Because of the problem of the level of the Haram doesn't work by the rice. Every Mechira is relying on the middle subsequent. So then David asked a good question. And then every Mechira is heftier. So John Brown and Jim Smith and all those covered in. So I'm saying, even if it won't work on the level of the rice, you have to come out to the middle. When it comes to the bottom line, Jim, John, I may still win the case.
You can't give up some membership, though.
That's another question. How can the Bittul work after the Mechira? Once I sold it on level of the Rabbanan, so that who can't? On level of the Rabbanan, it's out of my rishus. So I said, you're a Rabbanan shop, David. It was out of your rishus on level of the Rabbanan. So it's out of your rishus. Goodbye. So you have a right to compartmentalize the rice and the Rabbanan, the two compartments. On level of the Rabbanan is God. On level of the rice, I'm making the Bittul, which makes it God. The Manashar is not wrong. That's what I thought. I want to add something on those sides. That the Makar, that we should draw a distinction. You see, the Tuashar is intended because he tells that the whole thing is Ahara. But as far as the point which the post can make, as far as Kinyan de Rabbana, I want to add something. It's not so pushed that even if Kinyan de Rabbana doesn't help for the Rises, that's the problem of Mechira's numbers. You know, you ever hear this impression, Kinyan de Rabbana, Mahanil de Rises? I don't know if you ever had it anywhere else in your Talmudic career. To apply to many other areas of halacha. If you look very deeply into this issue, or the kinyan and the rabbanan and mahanah of the rice, it falls onto another issue. And that issue is hefker bez and hefker. Hefker bez and hefker. That's what kinyan and rabbanan is based upon. So I give you something. The question is, do you own it now with the rice, or do you not own it with the rice? I've got another challenge that the Marshal talks about. What's about hefker bez and hefker? Does hefker bez and hefker on the level of the rice work only to expropriate? Or even to appropriate. So we say in Hefker Bez and Hefker, the Lashon of Hefker, they can take it out of my house and make it ownerless. Or can the Chazal go as far as say what was mine is now yours? Can they appropriate to your possession? That's the Shaila. If I have something which I want to use for some kind of Dindaraisa, and I acquired it through a Kinyan Darabana, so do we say that it's mine, Daraisa, or not? That depends. If Kinyan Darabana Mahani is Daraisa, then it's considered to be mine, and it works for whatever I need. And if not, then not. I want to inject something. If that's the case, I want to say against the Makor Chaim. That even if you'll tell me that Kinyan Agav is only the Rabbana, or Sittuk is only the Rabbana, and if it wouldn't work, if I have to acquire money to do some kind of the right to the mitzvah, I don't know. I need a lulav, that's a classical example. Lulav Yandar Rishon. And I acquire a lulav Kinyan Agav. So say it's no good. If I acquire it, it's no good. Why? It's not mine, but the right, they cannot appropriate it to me from the seller. Even if you assume that, when it comes to Mechira's comments, it should still be good. Why? Because when it comes to Mechira's comments, with the rice, it doesn't have to go to the good. If it goes to no man's land, it's good enough. See, I don't know if you caught what I just said. There are three possibilities. Israel, Palestine, or Jordan, and no man's land. Right? There's a no man's land in between, neither mine nor his. Right? Doesn't belong to anybody. So where are you in no man's land? So as far as Lulav is concerned, that's the no man's land. Because the lulav has to be mine, shalachem, in a positive sense. As far as selling chametz is concerned, once I get into no man's land, some of the rice I'm home free. Tefker. So therefore, with the idea that one could argue against the whole Kochan's assumption. Even if number one, the Rabbanan is not up for the rice. And even if number two, the Chatam Sof is right, and the Bittul and the Mechir don't work on the same chametz at all, it's still okay. Because with the rice, it's the tefker. That's just my ha'orah. It's not going to help as far as the Iker Yisod of the Tuashar is concerned, but it'll help as far as that Zakar Chaim is concerned. Grab both sides. What's shot in this Tuashar? So some say, listen carefully, that even the Tuashar agrees that the sale is valid. Just the Chazal don't want to rely on the sale because it looks funny. It looks like a Harama. And they don't want to rely on the Harama when it comes to Chametz Daraisa. That's how some interpret the Tuashar. However, the Tuashar had a great-grandson, their descendant, who was named Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, author of Tshuva Beis Ephraim. And Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius says, no, that's not my Elsa date event. He meant the sale is no sale. You know why? He uses David Lushan. The Umrida de Mucha. It's clear that the guy doesn't really want to acquire it. We discussed this already last week a little bit, this problem. Right? Machlok is not a Behuda, but others, is it under the Mukhachana? Don't compare it to the selling of the animal, the ear of the animal, to get rid of Kedushas Bechor. No. Yes, says the Tzvua Shor, the Rebbe Ephraim, there's no one that the Muchach Faker. And he wants to sell it, but he wants a body. For a nickel, a body, ear of the animal, what's the difference? You get it by all the summit, and the problem to do with it, all the shafts. You rather for a cleaner, I don't want to buy it. There's much more money involved. It's worth much more than the ear of an animal. So there's a number of the Mukha. So therefore, the sale is not really a sale. It's not really a sale. And therefore, the only reason that it works on the level of the right is because of the bit. So said the Beit Ephraim. Exactly the same thing was said by Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger. This is quoted in the Tefer Mechir of Chametz Kol Kasa. Comes along, listen, where in the same, what page? Page Kuf Ayin, in the Sefer Mechir of Chametz.
What is it?
Sale is no sale according to the Torah. Listen very carefully. The Makor Chaim, usually all things happen one Torah. I ask you to see the Makor Chaim. And the Makor Chaim touches all the bases. The Makor Chaim says that this Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes, which has been quoted by the Poskim, in this context, completely misquoted. It misunderstood it completely. It's out of context completely. Why? What happened in Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Tes in the days? Lo Domi lo the Shabbos Kuf Lamed Tes. The Lo Sharvina Haram Rakhman de Rabbana. No, listen carefully. The Shab owes that call of Yisur. He goes in the boat. He really violation of the Yisur of going in the boat on Shabbos. Raksha Marim the Lo Lide in Shisha Osa Yisur. He makes believe he fell asleep. The Haram of Kazu Vale Lo Shar Rakhman de Rabbana. It gives a few examples. The Chayr Odel and Noam and Marvin went to sleep in a boat. Also, because they allowed him and Marvin, but all the Rakshah, Omer, Shavah, Kav, and Lisha, go to sleep. The bluff. Masha, ain't Cain. Oh, listen very carefully. Then the Haram is really a bluff. They only make a body rabbon. Masha, ain't Cain. Oh, this is the Makor Chaim. The Marvin, Kav, Shem, Marvin. It's done for as a kind of a loophole. Kevon she'ein ha'isur, rak v'shalo, on the chametz belongs to him, the Jew. Ukshamak the b'kinyan l'nachri, hurry out korcha yotze v'shuso. Mabakach, kid, she'odeya b'viru v'sha'akim yachta v'yivkolo after Pesach. Mikol makom for yotze v'shuso yotze kinyan. V'domi l'maitre sheni, dimutter afilu v'dova d'oraisa, kimoshen is boer. By maitre, what's maitre sheni? By the Shane, the Gemara keeps the son of Dala said that it's going on the Marvel Comics. No, before already. It says over there that what? That what, no? That if I want to be pulled in my Shane, I have to add a homage. So if I want a trick, I go to Yaakov. Yaakov, do me a favor. See this, my Shane? It's yours. So what do? I'm pulled it. Thereby I avoid paying the homage. That's the homage that did the Raisa, says the Makor Chaim. So how does it work? I have Or short, it's not the ones where they're on bonus. No! Rabbosa, there's two kinds of Harama. Harama that's real, Harama that's fake. Harama that's fake, and we'll go to sleep and I'll go on the ferry. That's a fake. That works on the level of the Rabbana. But Harama that's real, so just giving you the Maisa Shani works with the Raisa. So giving the Chavas, I'm giving the Maisa Shani, works with the Raisa. That's a Gevaldik Akasha, which the Kokayim raises against those who quote the Gemara. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Tes. That's the Tua Shor quoted. It's very shver quotation. Yes?
What makes something real? Why is Maisa
Kuf? I sold, I gave it the gift, Yaakov was calling it the Be'akwa.
He didn't get
right
back to
you. Doesn't matter. But he's calling right now, he's calling the Be'akwa. It's like, you're a lawyer, you know what I'm a lawyer. I'll sell you my house for a week to avoid taxes. It's a real sale.
And
if
you have to go to Yerdo, he's not going to go through it.
He goes through it. He went through it already.
Chometz
is real. That's the Makor Chaim said, the Chometz is about a real. Yes?
What was the Haram
that came to
Shabbos?
I go into a boat. I want to get from here to New Jersey. But I can't get across, there's no bridge. I have to take a ferry, it's prohibited on Shabbos. I'll get to Staten Island. Oh, you're a Kurdish. I'll get to Staten Island, you're a Kurdish. But I can't get across before the ferry's on a bridge. How do I get across? It's a boat on Shabbos, it's not like a boat on Shabbos. I live in the east side, so I can't. I walk over to the South Ferry. And I sort of saunter onto the ship and I fall asleep. I wake up, guess where I am? Staten Island. Lo and behold. And that's a real bluff. I didn't do anything for real. I didn't do anything really to get out of the incident. I really bought out of the incident. I try to get out of sleeping. I do sleep.
So it's a
That's a terrible decision. I was never allowed at all. That's outrageous, if you ask me. But Chazal did permit it. Why? Because HaRabbah was by the Rabbanon.
That is not confirmed. You have to tell
me. Yeah, I'll tell you a verse. Yes. Right. David's grief is beyond even on the level of the Rabbanon. So if he's tackled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he gave the Chacham the wisdom to be mad at HaRabbah and the Rabbanon. But here, it really works. I sold the chametz to the guy. I gave the chametz to him and changed it to my friend. No comparison to Shabbos Kol Chametz. That's what Mekor Chaim says. Kav log of Shloimeh Kluger, who lived afterwards, says, excuse me, Mekor Chaim, you misunderstood the Bechor Shor. You think the Bechor Shor holds, and the sale really is valid. And if it's valid, you say there's no comparison at all to Shabbos Kol Chametz. Well, let me tell you a secret. It's not valid. Your contemporary, whom you fought over so many royal battles, who's that? Who did Mekor Chaim fight with all the time? The Beis Ephraim, no, whoever learned, Erevin. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, that was the Mishkas, I'm sorry. Take it back, scratch that. He fought with the Mishkan of Yah. Now it's Mekor Chaim. Sorry. That much of they were contemporary. Basically, Ephraim lived all around the same time. They're all the 19th century. But the Beis Ephraim is right. The Beis Ephraim, who would know better? He's like an anacle for the Mekor Shor. He said, I mean, the sale is no sale. If the sale is no sale, it's exactly comparable to what? Shabbos Kuf Lametz. Shabbos Kuf Lametz is you say in Yiddish, on hand and on feet. Yeah, but there's no hands or feet to explain why she wouldn't have done it in Shabbiasa. And yet, the Kamos Matan of the Rabbanan of it. So here to my Mechiras Chavetz, there really is no hands at all. There's no sale. And still, it's put down level of the Rabbanan. So the compassion is a perfectly valid one. Responds the Rav Shlomo Kluger to the Mekor Chaim. And one second. Aside, Rav Shlomo Kluger saying this in his other svarim, which are, we don't have in front of us, that the Chof Mashlomo, which is the same for Shulchan Aruch, is also a reference to this, somewhat oblique, but still a reference to the fact that he held that there was really a bluff. Here it says it's in Chof Mashlomo.
Sorry?
So what I just quoted to you until now, is, I don't think it's in the Chof Mashlomo. I think it's in
the Chof
Mashlomo. Sure, where did he quote it from? Tuf Tam Tam. That's where it's a lot of different svarim. I forgot where he quotes it from. But here is the following case. This is page Lamed Aleph based in our print. We quote the case of a person who sold his kalim with the chametz. He sold the kalim with the chametz. If you sell the kalim with the chametz, it's a big problem. Tzvilas kalim. Somewhere in here, I believe, the Chof Mashlama says, no, there's no need for tzvilas kalim. Why not even feel as Caleb? Because the whole sale is a bluff. Where is it? I don't see it here right now. It's cinched. I'm sorry. It's a Sivkotnei. That's a fake. It's a Sivkotnei on page Laman on the base. Sivkotnei. They bedim mechivas chomets in my Caleb. In my Caleb, it's Sibina Tzvila. I am mechivur lemon eze. Mashachatz v'tshuva. Ain Zorach HaKelem Tevila. Ayin Shom. Why not? Because he never meant to sell the Chomet, never meant to sell the Kelem. So for the Chomet, he gets out of it with Bittel. But the Kelem is no Bittel, so therefore the sale is no sale, there's no need for Tevila's Kelem. Can you imagine that? He had one line, a reference, a hint.
We didn't tell him
ahead. Okay.
And we take a line to
whatever it is. We are most possible all again, but this probably is his opinion. Where did he quote it? What Sefer did he quote it from? I forgot the original Sefer of Shlomo who said it. I'm going to find it in a second. Last line of Hachikov Ayin in the book. have a dinta mechira v'teila against not a beulah. Came into the rakam v'yamav umdo de muchachu shalom gomaz el nitzos v'el limkor. He landed on both guys. Wow, he put the ones on both of them. But the guy didn't want to buy, which I can hear. Jew didn't even want to sell it, like a David said. That's a chiddush. I wasn't a Jew wants to sell it for sure. Raw Boskim seemed to disagree with this because with this kinyan oilam and with the Franz Almagos and Kutras Mikneva Kinyan. So he quotes from a whole Kutras. But the sale is no sale. And most Boskim was still the sale is a sale. But he quotes of it, it's with the Vinyana Diomar of Osai, Shemitah. I spoke about Shemitah on Thursday in Kew Garden Hills. Called Vad, the Kinzakatara, but I have people speaking legal holiday. So what should we talk about the land to a guy? Called the Ritvad. You know what the Ritvad was?
Chicago.
Chicago, right. Ritvad was in Chicago for a while. It was really in Slutsk. It was a big go on Adi, or to say, but Yerushalmi. It was based around the Patna Shulchan. He says, you can't sell Eretz Yisrael to a guy. You know why? It's Harama B'Yalma. I might come as it works. No! Chometz minat Torah mahani bittul atzilim yisibal yiroah. Vamechira, what is this unbelievable quote? Vamechira ain't a cool el chumra, Sheikh Mirah Chachamim. Apa pisha bittul yiftarach linzor. Hear this? Unbelievable line. Mechira is a chumra. Midah writes you do bittul, that's enough. The Rabbana require you to sell it. Sounds of him. Put that on the extent that this is a mechira chobal linkos chemsa. Unbelievable. We thought we asked the question once when it came to selling the chometz on Erev Pesach b'Shabbos. Some say she said it earlier. It was what's Takonas Chazal for Chometz? He says yeah. So some said Takon, I'm a Chometz. It's not a Chometz. It's not a Chometz. Unbelievable.
I think I saw
maybe before Frank's divorce, you came to Shisu also. Oh, always. So the Korachayin says, he thinks the Bechor Ashur made Pashut a mistake. I think he's right. I'm right. Made a mistake. Because the Tvor Ashur for the Gemara Gittin Samachay. Please. What's that Gittin Samachay? That's where it says that I can take my mice shady, give it to Yaakov, and then depose it without a chumash. So that's a Gavalda Gariah. So the Ashur says, no. You look at the Gemara Gittin Samachay that I asked you to look at. It only works at the level of the Rabbonim. It only works by the Rabbonim. Shani offers the truth of the Rabbonim, the mice of the Rabbonim. You see that our only works by the Rabbonim. That's the Bechor Ashur said. Says the Bechor Ashur, he made a mistake. Where the Gemara wrong? The Gemara says only by Shifa. A Shifa was underage or whatever, no Kinyan Yat. And that's why it's the Rabbonim works by the Rabbonim. Fakir. Otherwise it would work. Vidoraisa. So therefore the Bechor Ashur, the law piece where he attacks the whole Mahalach of the Bechor Ashur. But, an ultimate irony of this Bechor Ashur. In the last line he turns around and says, but he's right anyway. For a different reason. He says, it's harder to do this trick, to give the animal to the guy and sell them before Pesach, and let him feed the chametz to buy it back. Why? Because since you know you're going to buy it back, it's still called Hanar for chametz Pesach. Projected Hanar, I guess. Isn't that a projection in the future? So he agrees with the halach, but in terms of his entire analysis, he's in violent disagreement with the Tvor Ashur. But I mean violent. Speak about Meiser Shani, come along the base of Ryan, the Ada goes. He's stuck. Made a mistake. You read the Gemara wrong. But you know, maybe he meant what the angel said. So it's not Masha that way. Maybe he meant what the angel said. Listen to this here. I had to see something about this. I think it's on the Bible's premise. Probably if it's true sure enough. By pigeon knife and shaney. The Gemara says, the next thing about Gittin, maybe it's there. Pigeon knife and shaney. You do have it's the Mishnah, right? Kate, are you knife and shaney? Isn't that Mishnah quoted there in Gittin Samachay? I think so. How did it work? So the Yerushalmi says, the first one, the Mishnah quoted by Yerushalmi, that the only reason that you permitted, well, the reason why you do Harabah B'Maitesh, Pinyin B'Maitesh Sheni, but it says in Pasuk, there's a special need of Brahma. I say Harabah. Kiyah B'Rech HaKla HaShem HaLokeha, right? That's a... No, not that. Kiev Arecha Hashem Elokecha. How does it say that? You have so much stuff, you have so much, how does it go? How does it go? No? No, no, no. transfer money, they bring it, they transfer back again. You weren't doing it, they're losing money. The Chazal instituted a bluff to give it to Yaakov and get out 25% extra surcharge to give people a chance of a bluff. How do you get $75 right? That's one way out. But secondly, I think about it before Chaim himself. It is true to say, but not with Yaakov. He said the person that's not to be out. The law divided here. It's true he had the Bukhara show by the neck over here in Bukhara Chaim. But then it was $5. Others came and defended his grandfather. Then the Bukhara Chaim was again wrong. That's the way he gets out of it. However, there's a third way out, and I think it's the most fascinating of all. The most fascinating of all. And this is printed in Mamash Lagayat Shemitah. And here, Rav Shechta Shalita, printed in that same article I told you about, from Aram Israel, in that same article here, Footnote 2. Write the following. This is like this. A beautiful distinction. Like this. Harava, he claims, comes to be seen as different sources. Harava works on a level of the Oraita to avoid Yisurim. Harava be Yisurim Mishra Sharif. All due respect to what I say, Harava doesn't work for the Oraita. Where's the source? Hey, Nevati, the safe of Peir Hazor, which is the Barak to the Chazanish, Chel Gimel Amud Reis Nanav. What happened over there? This is a form that I think was said by Rabbi Jeff Barak. Which one? A Mendelssohn. Father, the first rabbi of the Komaniyu, the Agudah Moshe. He was an opponent of selling the land to the Goyim on Shemitah. And you know why, Usher? Because if you sell the land there to the Goyim on Shemitah, you have a vassal of mitzvah that say of Shemitah. I mean, everyone asked him, Rabbi, can I understand you? Look at all the Jewish prophets in our Pesach? If I can sell my prophets in our Pesach, why can't I sell the land in our Shemitah? Better Mendelssohn, the top there of Pesach, what's in the Chiyuah achieving, what's it accomplishing? It's avoiding by Rabbi Yimaseh. I don't care how you work by Rabbi Yimaseh. Okay, I have a good lawyer there. It's a legal tax loophole. There's no fit to pay tax. Any lawyer in town there, it's tax. There's no fit to pay tax. If you have a legal loophole, first of all, who's the biggest tax? You pay more tax. This is not a loophole. There's no fit to pay tax. It's an easter to avoid tax illegally. So if I have a loophole or a haroma, and I avoid paying the taxes, I'm a bracha. Same thing. It's a physical body rule. However, you're not a rule. I infer the comments. I eat the comments. I tell the comments to the body to sell bad news. I don't care. Bye-bye. It's a body rule. Oh, I know. So that's the right thing at all. What have you? I have a Kazai question. I'm not going to get a comment. I'm going to buy a comment to make a heat of insurance. And if you don't work, enough. He said the last time we already saw it, didn't he? Because that is enough. When it comes to Shmita, our medicine starts screaming. The Shmita says, Hashem. Here you are, he started in the Arab, and then still being worked on Shmita. And you're up with this. Giving a bottle of Mishra Sharif. Now we can say they want you, Shalvi. Why did you try to say that it is a special reason that the process of the Arabah? Which tells you why you're not admiring my mistake, you're being conscious. This is a say. This is a say of Meister. A Meister Shani. And here you're going, and you're avoiding a Mitzvah say. You're not doing properly. You're not going to be most accomplished. And you're pulling a shtick to get out of the Mitzvah Kamesh. You're pulling a shtick to get out of a Mitzvah. You can't do that. You know why you can't do that? Because the Torah came a replica. It's a Gavala Gavar. Not that it's not smart like the Torah Chaim, and not that the Pshat is a conservative fancy Pshat that made it institutionalized it because they want these people to grow up. No! You really wouldn't be allowed to do it over here, because it's not safe. And only by low safe you can have this. It's about one second with you. If I'm not mistaken, I've checked before that was Pshat and Tosis and Bechorin. By Bechorin, when we get out of the essay too, we sell the ear of the animal to the Goy to prevent it from having the child having a solution to Bechorin. Why? He says, Our purpose is not to avoid an aseret. Our purpose is to avoid an iser. Kodem shiyavu de takala, so that the animal is born as a bechor, to be a disaster. It says a special pshat in the pshat of this Tosfos Bechor Tachilo. That they, what they're trying to tell you is that Harava works to avoid iserim. Harava does not work to avoid mitzvahs. That's exactly why you need a special pasuk by Pidgin Master Shaney. That's why it's one that it should work on a human stomach. The Valpik, I really love it, a beautiful distinction. Of course, he goes to footnote one, a whole discussion of the distinction between Aseret and Lot Aseret. A whole discussion, way, an interesting discussion. And as a matter of fact, the distinction between what business will apply before Master Torah. That the office kept the mitzvah aseret, not the lotzer. That's how Yaakov acts his sister, huh? Parsha Shavua, right? Okay, yeah, Rebbe Rachel died at the one of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says, why did she die then? No, because they only kept the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. My Rami practice, no, that's the reason. They only kept the aseret, not the lotzer aseret. But if you volunteer for an aseret, it makes sense to volunteer for a lot. I'm going to have a new kufr. What's a new kufr? I'm not going to eat certain kind of fruit. Gosh, I volunteer to learn extra blood tomorrow. I volunteer to do a mitzvah I don't have to do. That's a different story. I volunteer to do this, this, this. It's nothing. Quote of this day, Chiyas HaNefesh. What? They'll be posted from mitzvahs, but they'll volunteer to do mitzvahs, but they won't be hired in lab.
Why?
For Chinuch. Chinuch only applies to our sayings and not to lab. Whenever you volunteer for anything. To volunteer from a lab, So this is a very fascinating thing to see now say in another place. I think it's a beautiful killer thing. Yes.
So by speaking, I just sell all the field except for one.
Good question. The answer is Reb David. The cops the comment by burn one kazai, it's not good enough. And the shvita. No mitzvah to burn more. But cops the shvita, the shalt to ha oren shabbat lashem. The mitzvah is that the God there is all should be found. That's why they should leave out little, today he's having some of the kibbutz in it, a little peanut has to be shot. I mean, it's a valid little dollar out dollar, they didn't split. All right, better than nothing. But that's far from being sufficient. Yeah.
The ground work on it,
it all said that, a cook was the biggest proponent of the sale, because they had no choice. It was it, but he feels bad, he's crying all the time, and he's about the shop's art. That's why I think it's the same school, Shabbat's art, because they call the same as me. Yeah?
Doesn't a cook bring down
that to
see
Listen very carefully. Because of this, I wanted to show you in this paper here, in the Chiras Chametz Lachos, at the very beginning, he quotes his opinion, not to sell Chametz Bien. The Perek Aleph Siman Yud. I'll quote. Sif Yud. Yeh Stom Shem Chiras HaChametz Yiderech HaRama Lo Hutru Ela B'Shach HaTchak Shem Hef Tzomen V'lachen Yesh Limona B'minas HaFshar V'mechiras Chametz Bien. Right, they hold that it's only an aroma and it doesn't work for their rights. They hold the mitzvah doesn't work. You're left with this conclusion. Now, I'd like to discuss the remainder of the time we have today some of the other details which the Sefer Mechira Shammah talks about in terms of our sale. Whether our sale is a good sale or not a good sale. We discussed, as far as the sense of aroma primarily, we discussed already last week the question of, like Tosefta. Buy it, and I'll buy it back. I mean, that's the Mishnah Berurah. I gave a promise to my family, my word, I'm going to buy it back. What he talks about over here, in the you don't want to look it up, the Perek Bay Siv test. I'm selling you the guy, a complete mechira. You, the guy, the Muhammad, is a complete mechira. But I want a certain schus in it. That if you want to sell it to somebody, you shouldn't sell it to anybody else except for me. Alter Rebbe says so. Where's the Alter Rebbe? The Alter Rebbe says that you can make this proviso. But you can't stop the guy from having any rights. You can eat it up. You want it? I want the right of first refusal. What do they call it? What do they call it? Huh? Business sin? Yeah. Right. I want the right of first refusal. And the Sharon did. And I put it together, put it in the Mamma's office. It's not so sure this works. So do have it, Mr. Brewer. The Sharasian is a cut and sound of salad. We quote this, and he's not so sure it's really good. But it's kind of, you can use a little bit of a something in the chavis. So some external right. But over here, there's Mr. Brewer in the cut and sound of salad. If Amal Arani Mokhala Kha Mechira Gemur Lachalutin, was Chus Shesh Yargi Libo, why? And he says he's even as the slightest little cuss, he's not so comfortable with the charity. Not so comfortable. He's not so comfortable, doesn't like it too much. Maybe it should be a problem, but you really shouldn't do it. I never heard anyone do it. I never heard
anyone.
I don't know. We mentioned before that Mr. Brewer asked Kof Gimel, the previous of cousins, you may promise the God. Where did it come from? It comes from the tour. However, there was only three of the two. In the Mechilas Chavetz book, it's still the same third day. In Sif Yudei, Yesh Sovim Shal Otsu Lavtiyach Lo Lehezim. You may not promise it. Who said so? Who said so? He said, wrong, you can't promise it. What's left of the Tosefta? Tosefta says, Shemo Etzarek. I think that's quoted Shechonar, right? Maybe I'll need it. So if you don't, you only say maybe it's good. But if you say I'm going to promise to buy it back, it's kimo tonight. It's like a promise. No. Like a promise. I don't think it's like a condition. The promise is like a condition. I don't think it's true. I don't use the word promise. John, they have to pay something. Chapter, Perek Aleph, you say, they don't like it. They don't think the whole thing is not a good idea.
Ever tell about Sikha Shalevsky's magnet?
Yeah.
He came to my shul once, and he started ripping apart the Sikha
Shalevsky.
Right in front of my house. Was that the only? A few years ago. He said it's all the Sikha Shalevsky. Every time he said that, I got started arguing with him. But the truth is, I can't let him speak. Because I think all the documents have been found in Shalom Asia. It's just quarter of his footnotes had to go, and page 12, and page 12, and every other paper. And I'm going to go through them one by one. One by one. One is a very serious problem, very serious difficulty. The Shalom Asia is the top. What do you do? Right? Put no vote, first paragraph. The Hasima Hashmiya Halashta Mechira, the Nichta, the Shalom Hakna, the Kaka Shalom Abishalea, Eino Moral Luma. What happened? I signed it. Did I have my forms here? I've had my forms here before.
Of course.
How are we doing without another form? Do you have a form? The power of attorney says, I hereby appoint Rabbi Willis, the fellow of my father. Okay? As to when to write down the land, very nice. Then I have a document that David has, which says that I have an agent with many people, and they authorized me to rent out their property and sell the public. So the Shalom Mission, hey, wait a minute. This tells the star is ineffective to achieve the rental. Why? I signed a piece of paper which said I rent my field to John Brown. Effective. Star with Hasima Tiyodo. Hasima Tiyodo, no. But the problem is only I signed. There's only one person out of the 300 people I represent whose areas are in fact rented out to John Brown. You know who that person is?
Yes.
Me. Because I signed my name. But if I have Mr. Cohen and Mr. Levy and Mr. Clark, Mr. Schwartz, they all authorized me with their separate power of attorney to sell the chametz and rent the area to the guy, but they never signed on the document which said, sure, he gets it, but there's no linkage. They incorporated. Remember, Dr. Mesh, every single one of them. Cole, Klein, Levy, what? Yeah, but is that made in America law work that way?
Yeah,
but I agree with you. You're right, Mr. Counsel. You're right. But the perspective of, you know, if you want to deny it, you're sort of making a star key. The key is the mechiras of the chassim of the Baldova. So on both sides, since I saw this people that have a way around it. I have a star, Mechira, Mechitzer. David, do you want that? Stop by my office. See if you found the power of attorney form, and it's star, Mechira, Mechitzer. It's a form on top of a whole bunch of plenty of stars. No, this is the other thing. Take it out my desk, please. Yeah. What I do is as follows. I write a four-line, five-line, star, Mechira, Mechitzer, and it says, I hereby sell the promise, and I hereby rent all the area, as a slave in the separate power of attorney sheet to sell. That's the reference. What exactly I'm selling. And as a slave in the lengthiest document of sale, how long about selling it to whom and how it's set to be built. But the three lines are advocates, and I sign my name. My name, address, and serial number. I mean, the amount of promise I'm selling. That's what I do at the end of when I perform an error paper, I tell John Brown how much I'm going to sell it to him. I have to add up all the amounts. So look at everyone's sheet and find it. No, I have a three-four piece of paper. I have a tally up on the bottom. I'm able to calculate. My kids keep them out of trouble. They calculate from the piece of paper. And they get it as the exact thing. I mean, the exact estimate of what the people are adding all up. So I have an additional thing. That's what I do. So I got out of the problem of the Shalom Mission. I got out of the problem. Sure. I got out of the problem by having everybody sign the set of It started like this. I had a star show. With a star show. A traditional way, I'll give you a specific trick. When I first started this business, we had a star show. Star show means he's a paper authorized the rabbi, Solomon. That's how it's done by most of the radio today. It's a fancy Hebrew document that gives the power to do this, for some crazy thing from my farm, like pigs and arrows. That's crazy things. And you all sign it under the name of the dress and a piece of paper. But that's only star show. It's a star machira. It's a star piece of paper. Well, thank you, this is it. Yeah, that's how you should do it. So the problem was the star show and the star machira aren't related to each other. So Alan is informed by reference. That's no question. So what Henkin has in his Ezra's Torah Lua, he has been trying to do. You know what he said to do? He says that the end of the star show, that the rabbi should write a star machira in the at the bottom of the side of things. And he is back, he didn't really capture that much. Because my kid, he didn't, but the guy who signed above me, he didn't sign the Star Machira. But I think it's Rabbi Newberg, what he does is my kid. Instead of having Rang Star Machira Bekinder at the end of the Star Show, he gave everybody a Star Show, and he printed out a Star Show, Star Machira Bekinder. So Henkin does it in on the center piece of paper. Everybody had his own Star Show, Star Machira, 150 Star Machiras. They had Henkin his way, and Rabbi Newberg had even a better way. I think my life is better than that. Because, sure. I have a power of attorney. It says I am part of a willing to sell the company. Then I have a piece of paper which is a long document of sale. Which you want to sell, which you have a copy of tomorrow. I'll update a copy of Mr. Shem. Big paper, small print, with all the details of John Brown. I got somebody. But these two are separate pieces of paper. So when I sign this power of attorney, it won't work. So when the rabbi signs over here. So the rabbi says it can't achieve an effect, a rental of the properties of Kinyan stock. This has to be done by doctor, by the person himself. Don't claim to be show the Oh, very good. The Shliach Yachal Levato. Shliach Yachal Lachto. Okay. Slow. But I must tell you that in the car kind, when I entered the first one of the last column of the last pack of Ramakas, the young Makiras was the very first line, Kofman Chet, the car kind, this cut test. There he said, he thinks that the Chasim of the Shliach won't work. You have to have the Valdir star sign. Should he say? So I saw the same of the Makiras comments, he says, you have to have an agent. According to the Kofman, you have to have an agent. I don't think the rabbi did. That's the reason why you have to have a bona fide star show. The Igor did, for Shalich, tell you the document. I'm going to point you to marry a woman for me, have appointments and sell my apartment. I'm going to point you to sell a house for me, orally. This is nothing. Yes, it's the Mechiwa's common sense. That's true. But if you want to achieve a Mechiwa's Habayas star, for that you need a document. Because the power of attorney, the document is combined with the ultimate star machira. That's about closing. Do we say we should comport better by reference before? Does that reference idea work? Or doesn't it work? You tell me to look further on in the sacred perikyud, the whole chapter about this detail. Perikyud is entitled Kinyan Star. So toward the end of that Kinyan, of that perik, there's a discussion. Quote like this. I'll give it something. Yes, only Mr. Aim has been muscle, shall I shall ask no others. Who said so? Because I am this. The same thing. The Yeshnokin. The Daisam, he's the Hasimah Tashaliah, the Shevet, the Hasimah Tashaliah, and Oke. Who said so? Avne, he talks about it. Da Feira talks about it. Pisket Shuva talks about it.
She was nervous. She was nervous. She was nervous.